Right now, though, let's talk about a report card of a different kind. That would be the annual handshake report card. Joining us now is the Baton Rouge Area Chamber's Director of Talent Development, Maggie Spurlock. Maggie, welcome back to Talk 107.3. How are you?
I'm good this morning. A pleasure to be on with you as always.
Likewise. Okay, so the handshake report card is out. But before we get into how the handshake report card looks and how handshake is doing, let's reset for those who are unfamiliar with the program. What is handshake?
Absolutely. So handshake's the number one tool for recruiting local college and university talent. And for BRAC and our region, it's become a key piece of the workforce solution for talent in the region. So we work with all five of our local schools on getting that data, tracking that data, and then assisting them with local businesses to get them on board, to give access to all of our local students to all the opportunities in our region.
Now, this started with LSU and then grew quickly to Southern. What kind of numbers are we seeing here? How many folks are using Handshake?
Sure. So, you know, we were really lucky that it started with LSU and Southern. We're both using it at the same time. And when we started working with them, LCTCS said, well, look, we'll use it for all of our state school, our state institutions. So then they came on board. And then, of course, the great folks over at Franciscan came on board. So for those other three schools, we have gotten enough of a baseline that next year you'll see some really great data for them. But right now, we have about 3,800 employers registered at LSU and about 1,500 at Southern. So obviously, we need to get some more of our folks in the region to jump on board with Southern. But at our schools, we're seeing about 63% of undergrad students using it at LSU and about 30% at Southern. So those are really good numbers. What you kind of see on an average, about 40 and 50% at other SEC peer institutions. So really great numbers. We're seeing a lot of students every year growing using that. So we're seeing anywhere between a 5 and 12% growth every year in our students getting on board and using it. And then obviously our employer numbers are just growing by leaps and bounds. Partially thankful for opportunities like this to be able to speak to our business community and really tell them what's available for them to reach all that amazing talent that we have access to in the region.
I think one of the more impressive parts about Handshake is the fact that it's completely a two-way street. This is not just student to business or business to student. It's the back and forth is what makes this a game changer.
Absolutely. So even ourselves, we use Handshake for a lot of our positions over at BRAC. And one of the things that I love using the platform is, yes, I can go in there and I can look and see what students are out there, the same as they're looking for jobs with us. But what I'm able to do is I'm able to go in and see, you know, maybe there's this one really great student that is in, they're activated, and they fit everything that we need, and I can reach out to them. So I can target that talent that I'm specifically looking for and make sure I'm offering that opportunity to the students that it really works for. So that's kind of exciting. And there's also an option to do your correspondence through there. You can chat with them through there. But also, the really good thing is when you're creating that profile, you have the opportunity to show the best about your workplace and why it's attractive to that young talent here in the region. So whether you're a small business that has a really great family feel or a larger corporate business that has, you know, a lot of great opportunity, all of those things are things that you can share and have that conversation with students before you ever even get on a phone call.
Talk with Maggie Spurlock, the Director of Talent Development over at the Baton Rouge Area Chamber. The Handshake Report Card is out. I mean, this is it, you know, you can't talk more jobs than this. Maggie, getting inside some of the numbers here, I'm really, really liking the fact that y'all can break down what industries have their job postings opened up. What are our top three for Southern or LSU?
So for our top industries for LSU, nothing overly shocking. Obviously, construction, oil and gas, and accounting. We know that those are some of those areas that are big powerhouses for LSU. And then for Southern, we're also seeing that K-12 piece, that nonprofit piece, and that internet and software. And I have to say that one piece with the Southern, that nonprofit area, is kind of one of a newer areas this year, which I love. It's just a really thoughtful student looking into some new opportunities there. So a really good spread on that. And then in the opposite, what you're seeing with our students is a lot of students within similar majors are the ones that are really using it, right? So they're getting the results they want. So they know to go to Handshake because they're seeing those opportunities are presented for them for their major.
Yeah, Maggie, that was one of my immediate takeaways, because when you look at top industries by employer accounts, for LSU, it's healthcare, construction, and nonprofit. So your top three majors are kinesiology, biological sciences, and psychology at LSU, mm-hmm. which pairs right off the bat with two of those. I mean, nonprofit mm-hmm. covers every facet under the sun. Meanwhile, over at Southern, your top three industries are healthcare, K-12 education, and nonprofit. And your top three majors are nursing, criminal justice, and management. I think this is starting to match up very, very well to where the program itself can help sift through to make sure that that the students are landing in the right portal.
Absolutely. And that's the thing that we're excited seeing, this being able to track this data year over year mm-hmm. is also to be able to present that to the local industries and say, look, the students are looking for you. They're looking for those jobs. They want to stay here. They want those opportunities. Let's get you in there and get those positions shared. And then the same to our students. You know, my challenge would be to those students that maybe are not in one of those majors that are one of our larger ones is make sure you're logged on. Make sure you're activating your account. Make sure your friends are activating their account. If you're a parent or a loved one of a college student, make sure they're in there. But just as conversely, make sure your place of employment is in there and we're getting those opportunities shared. But this is a great way for us to monitor where our students are and make sure that the industry is there as well.
We're talking with Maggie Spurlock from the Baton Rouge Area Chamber about the Handshake Report Card, which is out. Maggie, I may have just missed it, but do we have numbers on actual jobs that were landed?
So, interestingly enough, that is a question that we get quite often, and that is not something that we actually get data on, mainly because that is something that is self-reported. So I think what happens is a lot of time those businesses get really excited, they've hired that person that they need, and they kind of don't go back in and let us know that they've completed that process. And one of the good things is we do have a really good working relationship with Handshake as well. Mm-hmm. And so they're always kind of looking for feedback. We are one of the few metro regions, let alone states, that have really adopted this the way we have. And so every time we have a question about something, they really start kind of looking at how to adjust that and fix that in their data. So this is something we have shared with them, and I think it is something that they are looking at in the future of how to remedy that. Because, of course, we want to know, like, are they staying? Are they working? And so that is something that Handshake is working on for us right now.
Yeah, I mean, as Alec Baldwin said in Glengarry Glen Ross, always be closing, right?
That's right.
It's the metric we need to know just how many students are going to make their home here in Baton Rouge because they found a job here in Baton Rouge, which yep. is the goal of the whole thing.
Absolutely.
Got a couple minutes left. Oh, go ahead.
No. So that is just make sure, you know, if you're a business and you're on there using it, go on there and let the system know that you found that student through using Handshake.
Got just a couple minutes left with Maggie Spurlock from the Baton Rouge Area Chambers. We're talking about the Handshake Report Card. Okay, there is what has brought us up to 2023, and then there is where we go from here. What are some of the priorities looking ahead to 2024?
Absolutely. So the most important thing is goal setting for the coming year. I think our biggest the biggest hole that we're seeing is still that internship piece. So what we really want to see is businesses creating internships for our students, creating that opportunity. We know that it's absolutely wonderful. You're sharing these full-time positions for postgraduates, but let's get them a little bit earlier. Students have a tendency to stay on campus or stay within a small radius of campus. And we want to get them out there. We want to get them to see the community and see what opportunities are available. So paid internships, let me stress that paid part. Mm-hmm. Obviously, we're going to continue working with our employers on how to create those internships and how to recruit using those profiles. And then obviously working with our colleges to really push student activation across the campuses to let's get some more students in there, get them active. And, you know, we like a little competition here. And so let's get some of those other colleges to start giving the ones that are doing so well a little competition in their numbers as well.
In our last 2.5 minutes here with Maggie Spurlock, the Director of Talent Development from the Baton Rouge Area Chamber, I want to step away from the handshake report. Well, kind of tangential to the handshake, the program that y'all have so greatly adopted. Maggie, has handshake taken away from other efforts? Have y'all been able to find that, you know, redirecting through handshake has created greater focus for the chamber?
I think for us it has. I think what's really wonderful is when local businesses and investors reach out to us, we're able to actually give them some direction. I think they before may have not known where to post the position. They may not have even known handshake existed. So we're able to really concentrate those efforts there. And I think the other piece is when they come to us, we can also reiterate that importance of going to all five of the schools. All of those local schools have such amazing talent. We want to make sure that equity is there for everybody to have those opportunities. And so that's a really great thing for us to be able to, they can reach out to me at maggi@brac.org. So that's maggie@brac.org. And I can directly connect them to those community, those college partners and the career centers, to make sure that they're getting that access they need if it's something I'm not unable to help them with. So it's about that connection piece, which is huge, right? So it's a lot easier to reach out and get that help that you need from that one person versus kind of wandering aimlessly. So we're excited about that partnership there.
Absolutely. I know there's no answer to this, but 1,471 psych majors have signed up for Handshake. I'm dying to know what jobs they're looking for in particular.
You know, it's one of those things that I myself was a liberal arts major, and it's kind of like Dr. Seuss says, oh, the places you'll go, right? You just never know where you're going to end up. And I would think that that's a major that, you know, may bring you some interesting places. So I say kudos to them. I feel like maybe that's some HR people in the future coming up for us.
Well, I was an economics major myself, so who even knows? She is Maggie Spurlock, the Director of Talent Development for the Baton Rouge Area Chamber, reporting on the latest report card, the annual Handshake Report Card. We always appreciate the time, Maggie. Look forward to the next one.
Awesome. Thanks so much. Have a good one.